Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
We really are, and I'm loving today. Okay, guys, second week in a row, we have a live studio audience. Hey, live studio audience! Woo! And they are co-creating this show along with you, the single most amazing beings on the planet. And we honor your being here, whether you're catching us live or catching us in the archives. Thank you for being here now. We are truly grateful. And hey, speaking of being truly grateful, Shri, today's show is so awesome because today, as we're navigating July, today we're going to be really diving into the energy, the understanding, and the depth of what spiritual awakening is really about.
You know, awakening is a process that's a little bit like a sunrise. When the sun is on the horizon, we begin to feel it, sense it, and then our perceptual filters begin to notice the light coming in. And we could at that moment go, I saw the sunrise! Or you can stick around and watch how it gets brighter.
Well, and you can learn how to anchor it. You know, we spend all this time practicing, right? You know, we go through all these amazing things that happen in our lifetime, and we look at our awareness and we richen our awareness, we deepen our awareness, then we have all this experience, and then we constantly have choice. But we navigate that at so many different levels that it's part of our awakening process. Now, hey, if you would like to be on the show today, I wanted to stop right now, Shri, and jump in and remind everybody. I don't even know if we have a line open, guys, but you can give a call, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you call and get a busy signal, it does mean that all of our lines are full, but hold on to that number, 888-627-6008. Because as soon as we would say hello and goodbye, that would be your chance to get in the queue.
And we look forward to connecting with you.
Always, always, always.
One of the unique things about this particular show is the beautiful spiritual community that gathers, and those who call in with their questions and concerns represent the fabric of humanity, the fabric of the humanity that is awakening to the truth of their soul. And we truly value you and encourage you to step up and give a ring, because when it's time, it's time.
Well, and that ring might be, I think the lines are full, but we're glad you've got the phone number.
And you can practice.
You can absolutely practice. But guys, you know, I want to talk about what we're doing today. We're talking about spiritual awakening. And if you subscribe to our email list, our newsletter list, you got the card. And my producer is saying, hey, we lost a couple people. So two lines just opened up. Call back in if you were one of the ones that got hung up on, I guess. So spiritual awakening, how to anchor the gift of your true self. Shri, I want to talk about the fact that it's through our awakening that we heal, and through our healing that we awaken. Because here we are, we've just gone through this very intense lunar eclipse, right? Yeah. We've just had this powerful lunar eclipse energy. There was lots and lots of movement, lots to do with your inner relationship, the relationship with yourself, and the external relationship, the relationship with others and the world as you perceive it to be. This is a rich moment of spiritual awakening because we are healing.
Well, healing is a really important thing to understand, because that which separates us from our authenticity is that which needs to be healed.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's easy to say, oh, it's fear and ego that separate you. But that isn't really what separates you. It's your identification with the content mm-hmm. of the ego. The ego itself is innocent.
Well, you know, that really ties into the neutrality of all energy, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And it also ties into this July energy, which is forgive them, they know not what they do. Love them, they know not what they do. And why that needs to begin with the self.
Absolutely, because we live in a very complex bubble of identity. And, you know, everything from who we think we are, how we look, whether we approve of ourselves, then we take all those kinds of things and project them out on others. How do they look? Do we approve of them? Or are they dressed
that way?
But is
that part of your spiritual awakening? Because that's what we're trying to anchor.
Absolutely. So in the course of all of this diversity of perceptions and judgments and interactions, we tend to lose sight of the truth. If we get hypnotized by the perceptual phenomena, we then stop looking at the deeper truth, the deeper essence.
Yeah, but that deeper essence is always there.
It's always waiting.
I'm not debating with him, guys. I'm trying to get us all to look at the greater to look at the greater depth of what's happening here, because every being on the planet, I want to go back and I want to talk a little bit about June again, okay, as we moved into July, because June was a unique moment on the planet. It was a moment where the entire planet was in, as we refer to it in the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, was navigating spiritual activism. And it was three very distinct phases, if we all remember. We had that awareness experience, we had the experience, and then we had choice, which is what brought us kind of on that rainbow bridge to July, where this is a very power-filled month. We've referred to it as a month of liftoff. And if you have not watched our YouTube video yet, we strongly encourage you to go watch it. And now that we're hitting kind of mid-month, well, I guess exactly today's the 15th, right? So now that we've hit mid-month, good time to go back and watch it again. Mm-hmm. And have you given yourself the gift of the 7-day forgiveness process? Have you given yourself your 7-day spiritual retreat? If you have not, please, please, please get the packet we put out. It's free. All you need to do is go to the homepage of our website. You'll see the link right next to this month's July predictions video. And I'm bringing this up, Sri, as we hit this moment of spiritual awakening, because we think we're awake. We think we're awakening, but oftentimes, as you've said so beautifully, you know, your level of attainment is your veil. And we become so diluted in our veil that when an honest to goodness moment of awakening comes forward before us, we have it before us again, what? Awareness of that moment, the experience of this moment, and the choice of, am I going to accept it or am I going to cycle again?
Many of the moments that life presents are not comfortable. And yet,
when viewed from 3D,
exactly
right,
when viewed from the perceptual filter that would keep you stuck,
exactly,
and then that discomfort is your moment of choice. Do I choose to perpetuate and dance with this drama one more time, or am I using this as a springboard to a new way of being?
Which brings us back to awareness again, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And that's the gift of the of really moving through this awareness experience. Choice is that. It's an ever-refining field of divine experience, isn't it? It's an ever-refining blessing that we get with each new awakening to awareness, because that's really what spiritual awakening is. And that's really what we're trying to offer on the show today, my angels, is an opportunity to go deeper, to really recognize that as you're navigating the myriad of experiences of your awakening, it is a unique journey for each being. And so to compare, and I love Paramahansa says this so beautifully, Paramahansa Yogananda, one of many of my favorite quotes, was that when we compare, we kill. Mm-hmm. The moment you compare yourself, your journey, your awakening process, your intuition, your anything, comparing something as simple as, you know, the kind of that quote, keep up with the Joneses kind of thing. The minute you compare, you kill, you destroy, because in that moment, the signal you send to the universe is saying, I am not worthy. I am less than. I covet. I am not able to, you know, because you're comparing. Your spiritual awakening is 100% on track. I want you to feel that, you know, really bring a hand to your heart and really feel that, really accept that. My spiritual awakening is 100% on track. And then right with that, call in, I trust myself. I love myself. I forgive myself. And that's where we
are. I trust myself. I love myself.
I forgive myself. And then why not wrap that all together with, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Because that's how we ignite our spiritual awakening and anchor it. Really anchor it. It's by bringing it into the forefront of our consciousness with every breath, with every action. Whether you're wiping a table, sweeping a floor, straightening your tie, putting on a hat, it's irrelevant. If you keep your eyes on the divine at all times, then your awakening anchors in the ever refining presence of who you really are.
Well, and that truly is a delightful challenge, to keep one's eye on the divine.
I love that. It is a delightful challenge.
Because, you know, and this leads to an important discernment. If indeed each person carries the divine within and merely needs to relax into that recognition, then the question arises, why aren't you doing it? Why aren't we always keeping our eyes on the divine?
And Well, well, no, it's okay. Guys, I got my arm, and my studio audience can agree. I got my arm way up in the air going, but she.
I'll call on Kira Rock.
Well, you asked the million-dollar question, why don't we keep our eyes on the divine? Because it's not something we're trained to do. It's not something that we are naturally proposed or habitually oriented to do. As a matter of fact, going back to the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, and again, if you haven't read our article, read it, okay? Sane or crazy or sane. Yeah. Pick one. And please go read the article, because then there is a picture of the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. And so back to your question, why don't we keep our eyes on the divine at all times? Because we are, by design, by our own nature as infinite beings, we come here with the understanding, so to speak, that we are going to have to remember our way back, and that nobody can do that for us, but we can have these signposts along the way. But during that journey, or as a big part of that journey, we become very attached to the illusion. We become very attached to density. We become attached to belief systems, to belief patterns, to habits, to things that have made, as you used to say when you were a psychotherapist, that would give coping skills. And a coping skill that is not taught in any school or university out there, especially when it's owned by a government entity, is to A, trust yourself, and B, keep your eyes on the divine at all times, yeah. Unless, of course, it's their idea of what the divine should be. And then you better keep your eyes only on that divine. And that is spiritual activism.
Well, there's a lot of content in what you just shared. And not the least of which is government-run schools.
We're not going there today.
There's a conversation.
There's another conversation.
Here's the thing to remember is, first off, you're doing the best you can. We are
all doing
the best we know how, given the pressures we're under, given the internal and external demands that we have allowed to become placed within and on us. And there's a magic phrase. We have allowed them to become our stress. We have allowed them. We've welcomed them in, because in some fashion, there is indeed an attraction to being busy, an attraction to working, an attraction to worrying, an attraction to accomplishing.
And this is why, you know, teaser alert, guys, or spoiler alert, I guess. I'm finally going to do a telejourney and teach the ascended experience of the Bhagavad Gita starting in January 2019. And the reason I'm bringing that up right now is at the very end of the Gita, they actually talk about self-ascension. And they talk about how, and I'm summarizing here, guys, how one can read the Gita and receive a benefit, meaning you can expose yourself to spiritual information and receive a benefit just from the exposure, and your life will certainly be enriched. You can live the Gita, which means that you are keeping your eyes on the divine at all times, that you are giving yourself the gift of being in a deeper communion with the presence of who you are when you work every day, and that will give you a greater freedom from your bond to this experience of life. Or you can literally be the Gita. That's the essence of keeping your eyes on the divine at all times. And in that moment, to remember who this is in the Gita, guys, to remember who you are while you still have a body.
Mm-hmm.
To remember who you are while you still have a body. And that is self-ascension. And this is why it's such a powerful gift to say, it's one thing to awaken. It's another to anchor your awakenness and live it. It's one thing to understand the pyramid of spiritual awakening. It's one thing to have all the words of what awakening looks like for you, given that each being is waking up in their own individual time. But it's also a totally other thing to integrate, I see you, you see me. It's the ultimate namaste. It's the ultimate recognition. And Archangel Zadkiel from day one, you know, keep your eyes on the divine at all times and have a good time doing it.
And let it be fun.
And let it be fun. Because if we're creating it, why not create something fun?
I want to bring this around for a moment.
Please do.
We have a society of more than 7 billion human beings
on this planet. We do. I don't know if it's a society.
Well, we have.
But we have 7 billion plus beings.
An
aggregate experience of beings. Okay.
And each of those beings is carrying with them their own bubble of consciousness, their own perceptual field.
Well, as Gandhi always says.
Some are choosing to grow and some are quite content with whatever they've got, or at least willing to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the piece. While on the one hand, everything is in divine order, on another hand, if you feel called to awaken, if you feel that yearning, if you feel that
you wouldn't be listening to the show if
you
didn't.
No, you wouldn't be. Then the question is, well, what is the action you're willing to take?
Yeah, well,
Are you just going to sit back?
That is it.
Are you going to sit back and say, gosh, I wish I knew what, I really wish I knew the mysteries of the universe.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, my favorite show's on.
Exactly. And, you know, God, I would love to go out and meditate, but, you know, maybe I need to be over here drinking with my buddies tonight. There is exactly that. The question is, what are you willing to do?
And this,
it's not a passive experience.
No, not at all. And this is why awareness, experience, and choice are so important.
And the experience.
In every moment.
Yes, because we're constantly doing it. And that's the gift, isn't it?
Well, when I look out in society, and I think the other day we were at some restaurant, and I was surprised to notice that in the family that was gathered, three of the four of them had their telephone devices out, and they were texting or they weren't connecting. And
we know that meant that I remember that day, Sri. It was the whole restaurant.
It was crazy.
It was, I'm not kidding. Sri and I were the only two people sitting there
without
having an
in
intimate conversation with each other. No, because remember, we were noticing it was every table.
And so the point, I don't wish to offer a social commentary.
No, but
what
it
I am
is,
saying is
and
a choice
it is an
was
invitation.
Made.
Absolutely.
A choice was made either to connect or disconnect.
Yep.
Or to connect to whom?
Yep.
To someone who wasn't there. The point of the matter is, in order to keep one's eyes on the divine, in order to cultivate and accelerate your awakening, you've got to put your attention there.
Well, and that's,
if your attention is internet, that's not going to be the path of awakening in the same way.
Well, and this is also how, you know, one of my favorite quotes, and if you get our newsletter, if you're not on our newsletter, get on the newsletter list, guys. It's free. It's right here at SriAndKiraRadio.com. Join the newsletter, or at SriAndKira.com. You'll see the newsletter, because in today's newsletter, we did include, or in today's announcement of the radio show, we included one of my absolute favorite quotes that came in from the Violet Ray Shiva. And I love this quote because it's so potent. And the Violet Ray Shiva energy, which carries this massive universal presence, says so clearly and so beautifully, we fall asleep so that we may heal. And when we are healed is when we awaken. Yet we open our eyes from the healing process and we think we're awake, but we're not. We're only drowsy.
Yeah.
And we're drowsy.
There is a continuum.
The ego loves us drowsy because the drowsy being has enough awakened presence to feel very confident in their awakenedness, but still has plenty of other things that pull them away and yet will continually tell themselves they're awake.
Yeah.
And this is the drowsy is where the vast majority of beings are because it's easy to stay drowsy. But yet think about it. When you're drowsy, do you do anything well? You know, think about it. You're not sleeping well, right? If you know Zadkiel always says,
you're
exactly. So you can't do anything with great clarity. So how do you know you're drowsy? You will carry a lot of fear and doubt. If you're carrying fear and doubt, you're drowsy. You're awakening. But I just love the way the cosmic, the Violet Ray Shiva says this. You know, we fall asleep so that we may heal. Think about it. Why do people go into comas? Because their body needs all of its reserves.
It's a wonderful timeout.
Exactly, to give them an opportunity to really heal. And then when their eyes open, when they awaken, the healing anchors. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what your spiritual journey is like. And this is where so many people stop, because it can be a moment where in the end, and the end being jumping that final frontier, right? Jumping that cavern that you're like, oh my God, will the bridge appear? In the end, only you can jump. Nobody's going to push you. And if somebody tries to push you, push back. And so how do you finally do that? It's through that absolute release of all of the fear, the absolute release of all of the doubt. It doesn't mean that you are without any, how do I say it? Ways to navigate density, right? We all know that there's certain things that are, that are healthy fears. Like we know not to stick our hands in the fire kind of thing. But when we give ourselves that opportunity to be at a moment of trust in the universe, that the universe has us, everything comes forward.
So one of the things to remember is to have a little mercy on yourselves.
Yes.
Awakening is just that. It is a process. There is a sleep, there is awake, and there is awakening. And awakening is like that metaphor I opened the show with. It's like you have the light on the horizon, you know the sun is coming. It's enough feedback to say, I'm on track. I sense the sunrise. I'm beginning to even get a glimmer of the light. And then do I go and turn on my favorite show or jump back into my life? Is that as far as I'm going to go with that today? And on the next moment, perhaps it's in spiritual practice, perhaps it's just a moment of grace.
Great. I mean, it's all perfect, because the question is, who's witnessing who, right? Who's able to pay attention to what's really happening? And guys, we have so much to share around this, but Tree, we have so many people waiting on the phones, tons of email messages, tons of people hanging on the phone. Why don't we invite some of these beautiful beings into today's show?
Absolutely. Well, let's head to line three and say hello to Angela from Maryland.
First time caller in. Hi, Angela. Welcome, beautiful one.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be your first caller. This is my first time. And Jean Zephyr asked me to tell you all that he recommended me to be on this show.
We're sending kisses.
Yes, thank you. So the reason why I wanted to talk to you is I wanted to get a mini soul reading.
Hmm. Wow. Yes, indeed, Angela, you do. Okay. So, sweetheart, the first thing I want to invite you to do is to bring your hands to your heart, because you're in the middle of a major new, it's like the way they're showing it to me is like little light bulbs that are going on all around you. It's like you're in this room, and it's round, by the way. So you're in this round room, and I'm watching you, and you're like flicking on all these lights. And with every light you're turning on, you're seeing something you haven't seen before, and it's all starting to make sense. But your heart is pounding and your breath isn't sure it can unify with your heart. And the message about everything that's revealing with you right now is slow down, take a breath, pay attention to what you feel, and trust that that movement is happening naturally. There's nothing you need to force. There's nothing you need to do. Just allow it to keep flowing. And you are incredibly protected. You've got a lot of beings around you. Thank you for the blessing of bringing them to today's show for all of our benefit, Angela. Much, much love to you. And of course, much love to Jean as well.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Many blessings. Indeed.
Many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
Thank you.
Whew, wow. Do you feel that energy? It's very much opening up. I'm feeling like a big, strong crown energy that's opening up for everybody right now. So all of you that are listening, you may want to breathe up into your crown.
Absolutely. Take a moment, breathe, and connect with the energy, because each caller is bringing forward something that is a gift. I'll tell you what, let's keep going. We're going to head to line one and say hello to Lorana from Washington.
Namaste, beautiful Lorana. Welcome.
Hello. I'm so glad to be tuning back into your work. I miss you both, and you're always in my heart.
Well, that feels that a thousandfold, Angel.
So I wanted to also ask for a mini soul reading. As you know, my life has been such a crazy zigzag, and I'm actually out here outside Seattle working for Microsoft right now. I feel so much stress, though, from work, some real and some imagined, and I just feel so much energy of unfulfillment, of not finding time for hobbies or not doing what I perceive as what my life's work is, and frustration around my body, how I interact with coworkers, just all up. And so I wanted to see what my guides were saying around this.
Well, I'm honored. I really, Angel, we're honored. And Lorana, here's what I'm experiencing while you're connecting with me. There is an energy at the base of your neck, right where your shoulders meet the back of the neck, and it runs up the left side, down the left shoulder. And there is an energy inside of you that is saying, and I'm just going to share it with you, and you might want to turn down your radio a little bit because we're getting a little feedback. But the message that's coming in, and it's this beautiful, like, gorgeous, tall, fairy-like being with gorgeous hair, but she's like Mother Gaia, yet the sky. She's very universal. And she's saying, why have you forgotten me? And where are you hiding me? I am right here working through you. Let me come back in through you again. Express through me, with me, and as me. And together we can go to yet another space. She's saying, let her in more. And she, like I said, she's resting right here, which your whole left side of the body for me feels like there's been this receiving energy that not wasn't blocked, but that you thought maybe was better off not receiving. But yet, it's there. It's one of your guides. It's who you are. So I encourage you, light a white candle. If you have a bathtub, get into it. She says, call out to me as Mother Gaia, goddess, cosmic universal starshine. I am here for you. I love you. And let's go. And I'm going to start crying, Lorana.
Thank you. Just, thank you so much. I love you. I love you both so much. I'm so grateful.
As are we, honey. Many blessings.
Much love, many blessings. And for all of our listeners, just take a moment and breathe.
And for so many of you, when I was sharing with Lorana, I felt so many of you that are so afraid to be the beautiful being that you are, that are carrying your beauty, and you know it's there, but it's like my whole heart feels congested right now. So let's all, as a community right now, bring our hands to your physical heart. I want you all to bring your hands to your physical heart. And just move your neck and your head just a little bit as you can, as is gentle for you. And with all my heart and soul, if it's safe to close your eyes, to each one of you right now, you are beautiful. You are a blessing. You are the gift of unconditional love and form. And may you know that you are eternally supported, guided, and in the process of your own ascension beingness. You are here, you are ready, you are open, and you are guided. And take a breath and feel your heart relax and feel your head and this energy around your neck relax. This is spiritual awakening. Spiritual awakening is saying yes to you. Yes to you. And that's the awakening moment that we are all in right now. Forgive them. Forgive you. You know not what you do. You know, I've said it over and over again. It's one of my favorite sayings of all time from my beloved Krishnamurti. And Krishnamurti said it so beautifully. Until you wake up, you are not responsible. And after you wake up, you are joyfully responsible. And so if you are drowsy, then that's the time to forgive yourself even more. Forgive them, they know not what they do. Love them, they know not what they do. And after you awake, celebrate with them, for they know what they do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the act of consciously choosing forgiveness is a spiritual practice that will lift you into the ascended zone where forgiveness is automatic.
And, you know, speaking of the ascended zone, I have to share, make a note right now, write this down. Thursday, July 26th, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Sri and I are both beyond ecstatic and happy to announce our new show with our dear friends, Sandra and Alan, over at Truth Frequency Radio, iHeart. And we are excited to bring to you Soul Mirror, the gift of really diving deep into the energy of your soul mirror and how it's expressing in form.
And to be able to share some of the amusements and revelations that come from twin flame relationships and
yes.
how that dance works or doesn't.
And there is a reason we've made it 15 years strong. And every day I look at Sri, I go, we're just in the middle, baby. We got 15 more to go.
Yeah, we do. And
we're
and
just
so
warming
we
up.
We invite you to join us on Sundays here and join us on Thursdays there, here and there,
here
we're
and
everywhere.
There. And we love that it's 8 p.m. Pacific time. Just snuggle in at the end of your day and let's talk about the Soul Mirror experience. And Sri, speaking of that, it's amazing how quickly the time goes.
Well, we have callers standing by and I want you to know we're going to get right back to you. But first, we're going to take a little station break and we'll be back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are truly delighted to be with you right now. And today we are exploring the awakening process and understanding a bit more on how to nourish ourselves as we navigate the myriad of experiences that are in our lives at every moment.
Well, you know, there are. So I have to jump in, Sri. He's like, Kira, what are you doing? No, but as
the myriad.
The myriad. That's what did it to me, the myriad. So as we're navigating this myriad of experiences, are we having mercy on ourselves? And are we doing what we need to support ourselves through it?
Well, I remember years ago, every experience gave me an opportunity to judge myself. Either I did it, I was like, I did good or I didn't do good. And now it's like every experience is an experience.
And that's the gift, because when we recognize that experience is only coming through awareness, right? We have to have the awareness first. So when you have an awareness, no matter what it is you're aware of, then during the experience phase, you are experiencing the awareness, which leads you to the next choice. And this is the awakening formula. And this is why we're saying this to you over and over again, is can you allow yourself to relax through each one of those moments of awareness and bring it to another level, another choice? Or do you kind of hang out in one for a while or recycle one for a while without beating yourself up? Isn't that where the ultimate awareness comes in?
Absolutely, because there's a point where we realize that we're immersed and we start witnessing ourselves being immersed in an experience.
Yeah.
And that's a moment of liberation when we're able to both be in it and not of it, when we're able to witness the witnesser. Freedom is there.
You know, if you're saying to yourself, okay, I get it. I get what you're saying about being drowsy. I get what you're saying about, you know, we fall asleep so that we can heal. When we are healed, we awaken. If you're looking for some easy steps, the 4 steps of self-ascension will help you navigate the awareness experience choice loop. And if you're not familiar with the 4 steps of self-ascension, we strongly encourage you to go to our website, sriandkira.com. And when you get to sriandkira.com, right up there at the top of our homepage is the little menu bar. And when you get to the menu bar at the homepage there, go ahead and click on Yoga of Self-Ascension. And right there at the very beginning, it says, what is the Yoga of Self-Ascension? What is Self-Ascension? Go find out, because these 4 steps have really offered a gateway, a very simple gateway. And what I love about them is from the moment Archangel Zadkiel offered them in our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, another must read if you haven't done that, Zadkiel made it so clear. These steps may come in, there's no hard order. There's no saying, okay, you have to be with this one this long or that one that long. You might find yourself in an ever-refining spiral around those steps. But if you follow those steps, the gateway opens and the awareness anchors, the experience becomes rich, and the choice is one of self-ascension.
Absolutely. To live a conscious life offers an opportunity to have conscious joy.
Oh, yeah.
And conscious joy is the ultimate giggle. It's the ultimate sizzle. It is it's to be immersed and to be witnessing the immersion. It is indeed the feedback that you're in the right place doing exactly what you need to be doing.
Well, I love this conversation about conscious joy, because conscious joy also can be found at many different experiences, right? You have the conscious joy of density. Right? The conscious joy of density could be, I just got one over on somebody.
I got my ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't know, conscious joy has a lot of different energies around it. But when we have that conscious joy that comes from the relaxing of the ego and the recognition that I am and the universe is flowing through me, and you witness the witnesser, from that moment, everything becomes much easier. It really does.
Well, it takes a lot of responsibility off your shoulders. And I'm talking about emotional responsibility.
Exactly.
Because
that ego joy is temporary. It will never last. It might only last a moment.
Well, egoic joy is always dependent upon some set of outer circumstances.
Exactly.
And so whether it's you get a better boyfriend, a better doctor, a better job.
A better.
Somehow or other, the outer world gave you a bonus.
Exactly.
Whereas true joy is grounded in the state of beingness. And so, speaking of state of beingness, before we move further into calls and letters and such, I want to remind all of our listeners that there is a wonderful opportunity awaiting you at the end of
this year. I'm drum rolling! Drum roll, please!
Because we have been guided to reveal some powerful healing techniques and memories that will assist not only spiritual community awakening into a greater appreciation of the soul's journey, but will assist you with actual usable healing techniques.
Guys, if you're saying to yourself, not sure what I'm doing at the end of the year yet, come join us. We have, I'm not kidding, like 3 spaces, maybe 4 left. I don't know, but get here, because in addition to being with spiritual community during what will be a very profound New Year experience, you will have an opportunity to both give and receive these healing practices.
Yep.
You will be certified in these practices and able to immediately offer them to others, whether it's your family or your friends. And you'll be in this crystalline chamber, really prepared, because remember, I can't stress enough, 2018 is an anomaly year. Let's not forget that. We are that little year out of the year.
This year's going to look good.
It's going to look different. It's going to be a unique year. 2015 through 2022 is the escalator, right? And 2018 is that little anomaly that when history looks back, they will point to. And so when we transit from 2018 to 2019, it's almost like a tremor. It's almost like a boom. There's going to be almost like a lock and load energy that comes in 2019. So how do you want to meet that? How do you want to be? Maybe you want to be here with us or at least be with us in spirit. But honestly, check it out. Go to sriandkira.com right there on the homepage, Remembering Atlantis. Mm. Get the PDF. There's even a checklist in the PDF, a Remembering Atlantis checklist. You might find some interesting things out about yourself just by reading the PDF.
Absolutely. And speaking of reading, I want to share an email that came in from one of our listeners. And let's see where this takes us.
All right, let's do that.
All right.
And now I want to let everybody else know, if you want to send us an email, just send it to guest@shriandcureradio.com. We do get lots and lots of emails, but we do our best to select those that we think would serve everybody.
So this one begins, Namaste, Shri and Kira. I am so grateful to have your company on this journey of awakening.
Mm.
Your humor and wisdom have supported me for 10 years now. Thank you. I have been experiencing some physical symptoms for several months that are wearing me down. I would like clarity on the best way to support my body, mind, and spirit. Am I experiencing AAEs and just need to be patient and reassuring to the body as it adapts? Am I experiencing interference that I can't quite clear? Am I just being resistant to a message I need to hear? The symptoms are a pressure headache that's like a headband that is too tight from the base of my skull to around the temples, vision shifts, eye pressure, mild to intense nausea and vomiting. I am open to all guidance and suggestions. Many blessings, Elizabeth from Tennessee.
Wow. Wow. Whew, Elizabeth. Okay. First and foremost, my angel, hands to heart. And I want you to just take a nice, deep cleansing breath. You have identified a lot of things that a lot of people are going through right now. First and foremost, star practice, star practice, star practice, star practice. For those of you that don't know what the star practice is, get our books. The star practice, let me just share with all of you
that a YouTube video.
We have a YouTube at our YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. Go watch the video with Shri Ramka and we activate your star consciousness. Elizabeth, your star consciousness is stuck between dimensions. And for a lot of you that are having AAEs, and remember, we just put out an updated list of ascension symptoms. That's also at our YouTube channel. Just when you get to our channel, Official Shri and Kira, scroll the popular uploads and you'll see it. It's right there. You've got a combination of things happening, but they're all exacerbated because somewhere inside of you, you shut down your star consciousness experience. And so star consciousness is located, if all of you want to connect with your star consciousness right now, because I'm going to offer a little clearing, take your thumb and your middle finger and just touch, release. You want to ignite that energy. Elizabeth, do this with me, angel. We're just touch, release, both hands. Middle finger and the thumb, really go a little faster. And then I want you to take either one of those middle fingers and put it on your third eye and take your other middle finger, put it on the third eye middle finger, and then start slowly moving it up your forehead about an inch and a half, 2 inches, until it will kind of lock in to what we know as the star consciousness area. Star consciousness is your vision that opens and expands you into cosmic vision. It's what helps you, I always say, makes you feel 22 feet tall when you're lifting up into your soul experience. And what's happening for you right now, Elizabeth, is there's a congestion. So for all of you, keeping your fingers there, now tap. Tap the third eye, tap the star consciousness, reverse the fingers. Tap the third eye, tap the star consciousness, and then I want you to take in a deep breath. And on the exhale, I want you to remove those fingers. Take in your breath. Whew. There you go. And I want you to just breathe and relax. Now, anyone that is having these types of symptoms, and thank you, Elizabeth, for holding these, because you're also calling out, you have an empathy cord in you that I see that has ignited, that not only is your star consciousness feeling out of balance, it's like you're taking on energy from the third dimensional experience because it's affecting you on an emotional level. So the time is now for you to go deep within. They're showing me you laying in bed, your hands on your chest, closing your eyes, connecting to your star consciousness, and just saying, I love you. I love my life. I love all that I am experiencing. And to go deep into that love energy, and you will find the source. You're not being interfered with, but you are being wrapped with energy that seeks to stop you, and this will clear it out. So thank you, Angel, for that beautiful, beautiful letter. And for all of us who are having similar symptomology, we are grateful that you sent us this email. We love you, Elizabeth, from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Many blessings.
Yeah, many blessings indeed. And we are at a time where the headaches and migraines and vision fluctuations.
Vomiting. Queasiness, yeah, right? How many of you are having a heart? But here's what it ties to. These types of symptoms mean that you have an empathy string. I call it an empathy string or an empathy cord to the dysfunction that's happening in the third dimension. And so if you keep that cord in there, you will not ever clear these symptoms and you will be able to manage them. But what they're doing is keeping you stuck. Remember, we're in this liftoff month, right? Yeah. So the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, the top two layers, the Ascension Awareness and the Ascension Consciousness, which is next week's show, you got to listen, has really anchored, and Density Consciousness and Spiritual Activism have anchored. And what's happened is in the lift, there's this energy river. And many people are anchoring in the high end of density consciousness, which mm-hmm. is the upper level of spiritual activism. They think they're awake, but they're awake to density in its rarefied form. And so these physical symptoms will be very rich.
Absolutely. Because your soul is propelling you
exactly.
into the ever more refined realms, uh-huh. but the spiritualized ego is saying, oh, no, I got a pretty good grip on
the
things.
The spiritualized ego is decked, it's ready, and it is in full battle mode.
And so you can say thank you to your body
yeah.
for showing you that there is an inner conflict.
Mm-hmm.
The body will also always be a reflector.
Yeah.
A reflector of conflict, a reflector of bad choices or good choices.
A reflector of everything. And isn't yeah. that the blessing? And, you know, speaking of the blessing tree, look at all these amazing,
well,
beautiful
I'll tell
people
you what,
on the floor.
Let's go to line five, and we're going to say hi to Lorinda from California.
First time to the show. Namaste, beloved Lorinda. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
We are happy to connect
wow.
with you.
Where to start? I'm having a lot of pain. I've been driven up north here. I left my troubled son south and came up north to retire. And I felt a calling. But before these wildfires, I fell and have severe pain in my lower lumbar and hips. And it comes and goes, but it's really bad.
Yeah,
it is. I just feel like I'm up here and always wanting to hug and help people. And it's just, I don't know how to say it. I feel everything. I'm trying
yeah,
to heal, but the pain's in the way.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't know what to do. I'm supposed to move into a senior establishment soon. And
Lorinda,
I
got it,
I'm
babe.
I'm going to end up in a hospital first. What?
I got it.
What?
So I want you to, what? I want you to, I want you to go ahead and bring your hands to your heart. And I want you to relax.
What?
And I want you to receive the message that's coming into you. And this message is coming into you from this beautiful, beautiful group of archangels. It is Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Metatron, and I'm also seeing this profound crystalline grid energy. So these three angels are holding this crystalline grid, and in the middle is what looks like a pyramid or a triangle energy, but it's open. And they're saying this in unison, and here is the message. And they're saying, most beloved one, see this pyramid as your sacral chakra and call into yourself now complete relief and complete restoration through the release of the guilt that you are carrying. Your body right now is having a tantrum. And it's responding to unhealed guilt and unhealed care. Your body is saying, what about me? And you have given so much yourself to so many others that you have forgotten about you. And these angels in this grid, I really pray I'm describing it. Imagine if you were sitting right now in meditative silence, and imagine that right around you is this crystalline pyramid or triangle. And then coming out from that is this gorgeous crystalline grid. And then these angels are anchored and they're saying, lift up, be with us, receive, and as you call us in, you will know all that is around you. And so, beloved one, it needs to be about you, and you need to take a little break from everything you're doing for everybody else. You're also resonating with the number three. In the next 3 weeks, will really let you know everything that's happening, and that will bring you to the next 3 months. And so it is, my love. Many blessings.
Many blessings indeed. As we are here together, let's take a moment and appreciate that this divine connection that is called forward by each of our callers is there as a blessing for all of us.
All right, Sri, what time is it? All right, let's sneak in one
more
call.
Okay, we're going to go to line four, and we'll say hi to Joy from Canada.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Namaste.
Hi.
So nice to chat with you today. Hello.
Hi,
I had to giggle because, just as I logged onto your show, it was like some lines came open, call in, and I'm like, I'm going to do that.
Woohoo! Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I have so much gratitude that I always am guided well to connect with you, to chat with you on your show. I chatted with you last in April, and I had asked for a mini soul reading for my beloved and I, because I had been guided to your show here over a year now through Twin Flame Divine Fire, and I've been working with Alan and Sandra as well. This is Joy.
And, well, then make sure you're with us July 26th.
I know. I love them. I'm so excited for the launch this week, or no, it's a couple weeks now. We've had some great momentum, for Twin Flame, talking about Soul Mirror. Twin Flame, my soul awareness journey, or ours, is launched into high gear when, meeting your Twin Flame. And, that fun journey, how that dance goes. And our reunion has been taking momentum this year, and I have great appreciation for the guidance I receive from you. One of the biggest ahas was an email at the beginning of the year. I know we have a little bit of time, where you were reading about someone was sending an email to the miracle team asking for the return of their beloved. And that's where I had such an aha. It was the assurance. You said it was you mentioning anchoring into your assurance, feeling the assurance, the feeling that you put into your requests. And that's made a big difference for this year, of feeling the assurance. I've had a lot of ahas around assurance and that trust.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Could we have a soul reading for my beloved and I?
Absolutely. So bring your hands to your heart. And what I would like to share in this moment is that there is a depth of intimacy that is ready to be achieved that can only come forward through unified breath. And they're showing me you holding the hands of your beloved and gazing into each other's eyes. And for those of you that are like, where's my beloved? You can do this with a mirror, with yourself. Bring your hands to your heart and gaze into a mirror. For those of you that are doing this with a partner, and especially for you, Joy, do this, by holding your partner's hands. And the message that's coming through is gaze into the eyes of the soul and trust that which you hear as it arises. Pay attention, act, and arise again. And that's what they want you to hear. And I am very grateful that you called in today and that we had this chance to connect with you. Just feel our love and our heart around you. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bliss with your show.
Thank you. Many, many blessings. Now,
and to everyone listening, I just want to remind you that we always have choice, and that awareness, experience, choice, that flow is an endless loop. So are you choosing to invest in your awakening? Are you choosing to invest in the divine, or are you investing in the distractions that the world is so good at presenting?
So remember, my angels, if you want to anchor your spiritual awakening, if you want to navigate the river of liftoff that's appeared in the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, go to shreeandkira.com, click on Yoga of Self-Ascension, follow the four steps of self-ascension, keep your eyes on the divine at all times, and have a good time doing it. Archangel Zadkiel is all about that, you know, if you're co-creating this illusion, then why not make it as beautiful, as fun, as uplifting, and as joy-filled as possible? Because you are that powerful and you are that masterful. And next week, we are rising even more. We are going into ascensional consciousness.
Ooh. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right, my angels.
So, beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live next Sunday, may you breathe deeply, consciously, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.